When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Seriously, folks, how could we do the Bite Size stories without the great Kevin Bridges? A two-time guest on The Big Interview. Here, Mr. B is going to tell you about his time as a player under Jose Mourinho. Yes, I do mean that. And the origins of his long-standing feud with Edwin van der Sar.
The soccer thing, that the offer came in. My agent phoned me up and just goes, do you play football? And I was just going, well, I play about a five-a-side at Goals in Drumchapel. What do you mean by football? And he's going, it's basically soccer aids every 2 years and they're looking for like a rest of the world celebrities and ex whatever. So I'm always a bit like celebrity stuff. It's like I don't really see myself as that, but anyway, that's my own sort of neurosis or whatever you want to call it. I said, who's playing? I don't want to hear the celebrities. Who's the footballers? And he's going, Clarence Seedorf, Edwin van der Sar, Jaap Stam, Alessandro Del Piero, Andrei Shevchenko, coached by Mourinho. And he goes, they'll need you for training for 4 days and then the game on the Sunday. And I'm going, wow, obviously I'll play. I've never been on an 11-a-side pitch before, except for a few daft kickabout games and like other comedy festivals and stuff. So I signed up for it. You're thinking, like, surely Mourinho's not going to show up every day. So we got there on the Monday, it was a welcome night. I get in the lift, I dump my bags in the hotel, get told the penthouse of the hotel was the welcome drinks night. Dump my bag, get in the lift. The lift door opens and I went to walk out, presuming it was my floor. And it was Mourinho and his assistant kind of looking about a bit lost. And I was like, I never knew what to say. I was just going, Jose. And he goes, are you going to the penthouse? And I was like, yes, mate, the soccer aid, because I had the polo shirt on. And he's in the lift, just kind of, I was like, looking forward to this week. And he's going, yeah, it should be fun. It's a bit of small talk. I thought that'd maybe be the last I would see him, but the next day, he's there every day training, first guy there, doing the training drills. I had quite a tight hamstring, right? So I had to tell the physio that I'd been trying to get fit for it, and then trying to get fit, I'd end up even less fit. I'd pulled a muscle or whatever. Much. So I get told I had an underactive glute and I couldn't train. An underactive glute. That's something my mom would call me when I was refusing to get out of bed. So I had to get acupuncture and it was Fulham's training ground, so the physios are like, putting needles in. I'm, even the novelty of that, like, and Jamie Redknapp, he was getting treatment, there we go, stereotypes, he was getting the treatment beside me. So I'm on the treatment table and just, wow. A bit of years going, right, the novelty of getting treatment wears off pretty fast when Mourinho's out there taking a training session. So on the last day I managed to get training, and I scored a goal, right, but it was only because I'd maybe doing myself a discredit. In the training, Mourinho was like, showing us how to take an offensive corner, right? So, well, how to take it out. Basically, offensive corners and defence. We're working on the defence, and then a corner was coming in. So, I was in the team, like the non-bib, so it's our team's corner. So, he's telling me where I have to be. He's showing me these notepads and stuff, but it's, I'm like, I can't believe you're talking to me, mate, rather than following his instructions. So, I never knew what to do, right? So, Seedorf's taking the corner, and I'm going, what do you say when you're looking for the ball? It's not like goals on a Tuesday night in Drumchapel shouting Craigie or something. So I'm going, what do you say? So I'm going like, Clarence, and before it was even up my mouth, he just zinged this past to me and it was coming far too, I'm panicking, I'm not going to be able to control this. So I only because I hadn't followed Mourinho's instructions, I'd came short for the corner rather than go to the edge of the box. It's just knackered to even get into the box. So Mourinho, he must have thought I went against him, but maybe I liked that, I expressed myself a wee bit, right? So I've shouted Clarence, he's knocked the ball to me, so I feel like a kind of angle just to the right of the goal. I've kind of curled it up and it's been, I've just hit it because I was panicking about being unable to control it. So I've just put a toe through it, but it's been right up.
Oh, you
like a Beckham, right in the side net on the far away goal. In the net, everybody's cheering.
Goal,
I swear to God, this happened. I know it seems like bullshit. I think it was on the highlights package, right? On the build up show. They're all applauding. Mourinho's going, where has that been all week? My secret weapon. I can't believe it. And Clarence has given me a high five. Good, nice goal, man. But I didn't want to tell them, obviously. So in the canteen afterwards, Van der Sar walks up and he goes, nice goal, man. And I was like, oh, cheers, Edwin. And he's going, it's hard to read the mishits. And I'm going, you big prick. So I mentioned the two Nakamura put by him. And he's laughing. But anyway, I sat beside Mourinho on the bus up from London to Manchester on the day of the game.
Where you play at?
Old Trafford.
Old Trafford.
So on the Saturday, it's, it was funny. Worst. Mourinho was telling us that anybody that's late on the bus at Chelsea, they just get told to get a taxi. The bus leaves on time, no matter where they... So we're waiting for ages. Nobody knows who we're waiting on. Mourinho, he sits at the back of the bus, which I quite liked, rather than the gaffer at the front. One of the BAM fans sits up the back. So he's going, who are we waiting on, man? Fucking hell, who are we waiting on? And it turns out it was Adam Richman for Man vs Food.
Okay.
So he walks on and Mourinho sees it was... He's going, fucking hell, I thought we were waiting on Maradona. So like, he's quite sharp, but... I'm sitting beside, I was on like the aisle seat, he was on the other aisle seat. So it's like a 5-hour bus journey. And we just get talking about, became like a Q&A sort of thing, just asking him about. I was showing him my football manager on my iPad. I was managing a wee non-league team called Workington in the Blue Square North. But it was in like season 2035, so I'm showing Mourinho. And he's laughing. And I was like, showing him the news, and they said they'd built a statue of me and all that sort of stuff. And he's gone, 2035, I'm like, mate, I'm a legend. I'm showing him like, the history. I'd won 5 European Cups. How many of you don't know who's in his life? Then I was showing him my tactics and how I like to keep the team like, pressing, keep the passes short. Mm-hmm. And he's asking me, if you're playing pressing football, the players need to be fit. I'm going, of course, mate. You're talking to a guy that's won 5 European Cups, Jose. I'm showing him all the players' stamina is at 20, that's the highest attribute. And then he was just laughing and he showed me his iPad with all the match data and stuff. For Chelsea that season, or how in depth it is, was, but just a real thing. He knew I was into my football and stuff, and that, so it was really phenomenal. Just
a gift, eh? Is it just enormous?
Very relaxed,
hypnotic, interesting,
aye, definitely
funny, intelligent guy.
There's bits you're just waiting on him just to go right enough questions, because the more you ask him a couple of things, and it's just getting like, what about that game, Jose?
Now you know how I feel in this situation.
I felt like a journal, aye, I felt.
Because I'd keep going for 5 hours if.
But well, no, that night I asked him about Seville, it was Martin Compston.
I mean, that's what I wanted to know, because if that had been my nemesis,
aye,
I would have had words, even if they were sort of.
Oh, aye, definitely.
Couched gently.
I still respect the guy for the one in Portland, done what he had today. And the thing you can always say is, would you take Mourinho managing your team?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you would.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size. Brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.